Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live this evening from SL Green Realty Corp., located at 360 Hamilton Avenue, White Plains. We're here for Climb for Cures. It's to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Westchester chapter. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host, and as always, we're produced by Shar Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook if you prefer, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, our first guest. I'm very happy to have him along with us this evening. He is a board member with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and he's a Man of the Year candidate, as a matter of fact. It's Ronnie Ram. Ronnie, good evening to you.
Good evening, Jim.
Tell us about this this benefit. Is this the first that's ever been done with this?
You know, it is locally. They've tried this in different parts of the country very successfully, and we're thrilled because SL Green Realty Corp., we're sitting in their lobby, this beautiful lobby here, and they were very enthusiastic about helping us do this.
Now, the purpose of this, now it says they're claiming 255 steps, if I remember correctly, for this benefit. What is the benefit of that climb, the symbolism of that, if you will?
Absolutely. So we're fortunate to have Heineken USA on the 12th floor, and that's how we came up. We literally walked the steps one day, counted 255, and said, let's use that as part of the brand. And our goal, as a lot of people know, is to raise money for research to fund specifically blood cancer research so people don't have to fight so hard in the future.
Well, I've had the opportunity to take part in many of the walks that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has been doing, known as Light the Night. It's happened every year. I did it at Playland last year. It was at Sleepy Hollow. That's going to be the site again this year. So do you have an idea how much money you hope to raise with this particular event tonight, depending on the turnout?
So our goal is to raise $10,000 in this event in this first annual, and I can tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, we're probably going to double that number next year.
Wonderful. Now, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and it's not just leukemia they deal with, but other types of diseases, diabetes and among others that also they deal with?
So Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is actually one of the pioneers in research. And essentially, while all the research goes to blood cancer research, 40% of all the FDA-approved drugs in the past 10 years have started with blood cancer research. So what that means is if we can figure out how you get a cancer that's very hard to detect through gene therapy, targeted therapies, that can be the cure for so many other cancers. And we've already seen that with remarkable drugs that came out of LLS-specific research.
And I would think, Ronnie, with any type of cancer, early detection is key, isn't it?
It is in a perfect world, but unfortunately with many cancers like a blood cancer, you can't detect it early. And that's why getting to the next level of how we identify cancer and how we treat cancer is what's going to set us apart in the next 10, 20, and 30 years. For example, in the past, all you do is chemotherapy. It was essentially like dropping a grenade in someone's body. Now we're really looking at targeted therapy. How can one person be treated differently from another person because of their DNA and gene therapy makeup?
And you know, getting back to the walks that I have been doing, they've had survivors there and also family members who may have lost a loved one to that horrible disease. It's also creating an awareness about leukemia. I mean, it's been around a long time, but to try to find hopefully a cure, but in the meantime, some treatments that they can use.
Absolutely, and every time we raise money like this, it's this event, I mean, we have a zero cost ratio for this event. Everything is based on volunteers, and this money will go to research that's gonna further that cause. So I'm incredibly proud to be part of this.
Well, while we are here tonight, if anybody is listening to this and they maybe like to make a donation, where can they get in touch?
Absolutely. So the organization's website is lls.org. But if you're interested in helping us out over the next few weeks, it's climbforcures.org. That's climbforcures.org. And 100% of this money will be going towards research.
Terrific. And as I said, and if for some reason, as I said, you're unable to donate for this event, as I said, there's always Light the Night. As I said, you can take part in that as well. And again, that's coming up not only in Westchester, but really it's a nationwide walk and all in the Hudson Valley region, too. There are many, many walks being held.
Absolutely. All year long, there's some event that somebody can get involved. LLS.org, they can find out a lot more.
Now, before we let you go, let's talk about your nomination again. You are a Man of the Year candidate. You got to be really thrilled about that.
Absolutely. So I stepped up to be a Man of the Year candidate, which essentially means that myself and eight other people, nine in our region, but hundreds all over the country are participating in a 10-week fundraising campaign, and collectively we aim to and we will raise over $600,000 locally for blood cancer research over a 10-week period.
Well done. Well, very happy to hear that. Continued success to you. Good luck. Hopefully they select you as man of the year. We're rooting for you. And thanks for joining us tonight, Ronnie.
Thank you very much. And for any that want to assist in that particular campaign, we have about 3 weeks left. And you can learn more about me and my story at teamram.org. That's teamram.org.
And again, if you want to donate, please do so. Any amount would be welcome. Again, that's Ronnie Ram with us again, man of the year candidate. And he's here part of this wonderful fundraiser, Climb for Cures, to benefit LLS, the Westchester chapter. I'm Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio. Again, we're broadcasting live. If you just joined us from the SL Green Realty Group here at 3060 Hamilton Avenue, White Plains. And again, you may recognize some of the sponsors helping tonight. Heineken USA, 360 Degrees Cafe, Luminuro, is that Lamuro Construction and Design, all helping out tonight. We really thank their help as well. We're going to step aside for just a moment, but we have more guests coming up. And we'll be back with more right after this word of interest. So stay with us.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live this evening from SL Realty Group, SL Green Realty Group at 360 Hamilton Avenue in White Plains. We're here for Climb for Cures, and it's a benefit for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Westchester, the Westchester chapter. I'm Jim Cleefield, your co-host. Bob Marone will join me a little bit later. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can like us on Facebook. Why don't you? Westchester Talk Radio, that's the place to go. Well, joining me now, my latest guest here on set is John Lamurno. He is the owner of Lamurno Construction and Design. It's located in the Westchester area, and they are one of the sponsors of tonight's benefit. And John, good to have you with us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about your involvement in this and your impressions of tonight's event, which is getting underway.
Well, I was informed about the event here tonight for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, this fundraiser, and it was come to my attention. And I, being that I work in the area, I wanted to give back to this great society.
Now, tell us a little bit about your business and what it actually does.
So, in the Westchester area, Lower Westchester, Upper Westchester, we do construction, interior construction specifically, anywhere from flooring, drywall installation, we basically cater to the homeowner, and we from the design phase to the completion state, we plan the whole project, and we design your project, and we construct it, all from the design phase to the completion state.
So if somebody is interested in, let's say, a new building or project, they would come to you for that?
Yes, all home improvement projects.
Home improvement. So can you give me some examples of that?
So we do kitchens, bathrooms, and any interior work, flooring, remodeling, or your basic home needs.
Do you get a lot of inquiries here in Westchester, and how's business been going for you?
Business is very well, and we've been traveling all around, and it's it's very good in the Westchester area, and we've been dealing with a lot of homeowners throughout this area, and SL Green, who was a big part of White Plains when the opportunity came up that they were hosting this event, we decided to, you know, to give back to this great society that, you know, to.
So, I mean, your thoughts on the society itself. We were talking with Ronnie, who is, in case you just joined, and he's a Man of the Year candidate with the LS. We wish him the best of luck on that. It's a great cause. It really is. I mean, not only events like these, but also they have the Light the Night Walk, which I've done many, many times in Westchester. Again, it's just a wonderful organization to try to help.
Yes, I've heard of those events, and I wanted to get involved in giving back, especially with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. As I have done work for SL Green in the past, so you know, that's how I, you know, made the connection with SL Green. So
they've been a wonderful partner for you, and you felt maybe kind of collaborating tonight at this wonderful event, teaming up and helping out with this year too.
Yes, and this is the first year they put it together, and we look forward to continuing the tradition to you know, keep giving back to this society.
And I think, as Ronnie told me a short time ago, they hope to raise about $10,000 from this particular event, which is really good.
Yeah, for the first time around, that's pretty amazing.
And again, we should emphasize, if anybody is interested in donating, not so much to this event also, but any event, like the Light the Night, they're certainly welcome to do so.
Yes, you go online for each has a website. We could give that to you at the end of the show. Let you know all how to donate to this cause.
Yeah, please, I'm sure, because people, I'm sure, are going to be really interested in helping out tonight.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right. John Lamerno, thanks so much for joining us, and have a great time tonight. Thanks for your help with your sponsorship.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Again, we've been speaking with John Lamerno. He is the owner of Lamerno Construction and Design. They're located in the Westchester area. One of the prime sponsors for this first Climb for Cures, again, is to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Westchester chapter. It's going to be a very, very fun night. Again, we're broadcasting live. If you just joined in, SL Green Realty Group is where we are. That's at 360 Hamilton Avenue in White Plains. Bob Rowan's going to join us in just a little bit. We're going to step aside for just a moment. We'll be back with more right after this word of interest, so stay with us.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good afternoon, and we are live at 360 Hamilton Avenue here in the heart of Light Plains at SL Green Realty, or SL Green, I should say, Realty. One of the sponsors of this event, Heineken USA, is also here. Lamerno Construction and Design, and we ourselves at Westchester Talk Radio have sponsored this event, which is, it's a stair climb. It's a stair climb for 465 steps, I think it is, or some ridiculous number. Six stories they're climbing to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're produced by Shaw Creative, and a little later on we'll tell you who else promotes or is promoting this broadcast. But right now, my guest is Barbara Cirilla. We met her last year. She's the Senior Director and Brand Marketing Manager for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, their national office. It's great to see you again.
Great to see you too.
And, I'm going to make this personal because I think you know, when I spoke to you last, a dear friend of mine was in dire straits, and he passed last July. And it's one of my closest friends. 13, 14 months before, he had a toothache that wouldn't go away. They did some work on it. They did a root canal. They did all the proper fixings, if you will. They fixed it. They did the root canal. And it kept hemorrhaging. And he went back to the dentist a second time. And they gave him the appropriate painkillers and the appropriate antibiotics, and it didn't get better. And I still remember to this day, I had dinner with him the night before Thanksgiving, and I said, something's wrong, Eddie. I'm no doctor, but my mom was a dental assistant for 40 years. I said, Eddie, something's wrong. They have the best painkillers and the best antibiotics. This next day goes to the doctor, that Monday following the holiday weekend, and they sent him straight to the ER. He had acute lymphoma.
Was it acute myeloid?
Yes. And he had the type, if I may, and I wanted to ask you about it a little bit because this is why we're raising money today. Brilliant young man, started a wonderful business, 47, that's all he was, 47 years old. Now, he responded well to chemo. He had, I guess it's a bone marrow transplant, and it was 99% match, not 100. But then he developed Epstein-Barr and a recurrence, and he went downhill from there, and he was gone by July of last year. Tell us what's that all about. Tell us what that is about. What are we fighting here?
Well, acute myeloid leukemia is one of the most deadly forms of blood cancers. So blood cancers include leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, Hodgkin's disease, and that is basically what the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is fighting to eradicate is blood cancers. But AML is one of the most deadly forms, and in fact, we recently launched a new collaboration and initiative specifically to Beat AML. We call it Beat AML because the treatments for that particular form have not really advanced in 30 plus years. And this new initiative is working together with a number of research institutes and clinical trials to really try to find a better treatment options.
Now, this I will say as well, and people may not know this, and another thing that their money goes for, that is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, embraced him and his family like long-lost aunts and uncles. We had an event where we all went for blood tests, and we searched the internet, and people looked for matches, and they were just incredible. Your organization was incredible, and I can speak for his family when I tell you they were very grateful.
Yes, we have a wonderful information resource center, which is there, free information for patients. They help with financial aid information, for resources, clinical trial information, numerous things, and very, very helpful.
And that's, of course, one of the sad stories. Another story, and I'll try and make it personal again, my niece, my favorite niece, 10 years ago now, was diagnosed with lymphoma. And I forget which one. I think it was non-Hodgkin's. She is cured today, and in the lymphomas and the leukemias in general, I think you've made more strides than in almost any other form of cancer. A, why is that? Why have you been able to develop some of these cures that you have?
We pair up with the best researchers out there and really are out there to fund the most pioneering cancer research of our time, and that is driven from the top, from our CEO.
What's on the horizon? What kinds of treatments? What I know you said you were targeting acute myeloid leukemia. What else are you targeting in any special way?
We're also focused a lot on myeloma. We are also looking at targeted therapies and what's called personalized medicine, so that basically we get the right treatment to the right person at the right time, because what we found is it really comes down to things you can do with your genetic makeup. It's not so much where the cancer is found in the body, but the type of gene that it affects.
Yeah, I find that interesting. You know, I'm a little bit of a dweeb, so you'll forgive me. And I read that famous book, The Emperor of All Maladies, and how cancer is almost personal. It's unlike a virus that's the same when everybody gets it. Cancer is particular to the set of genes you were born with, not that they were causal, but those genes and the cancer become something unto themselves.
That's exactly right. It is very specific to the genes, and they're looking at things at a very molecular level. And because of the just advancements in science, and because we've been able to look at such a micro level, you've seen advancements really kind of increase over the recent years.
You know, this is probably a good opportunity to fan the flames for your event coming up next month. okay, which is your annual affair. Tell us about that, what it's called, how people can get tickets. Obviously, personally, folks, we will be, Westchester Talk Radio will be there. I care a lot about it. So if we can get just one more person to go, I'll be happy, and I'm sure you would be. Tell us about it.
That would be wonderful. So that is the grand finale event for our Man and Woman of the Year campaign, and our my candidate, actually, I'm on Ronnie's team, is here today doing the stair climbing. But that is a 10-week-long competition for men and women sign up for it to become either the Man or Woman of the Year. And basically, it's whoever can raise the most amount of money in 10 weeks is the winner. And it's silent or hidden, right? So none of us know how the other teams are doing.
Well, that's awful. So we don't know how much. Obviously, we're biased towards Ron. And this, when you're done telling people how they can get tickets and be there next month, when you're done, I'm going to tell you a Ronnie Ram story that you might find surprising. But go ahead.
Okay, well, so for people to get tickets, they can contact the Connecticut Westchester chapter of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. That's the best way to do it. Probably the best way is to Google it, you know, or go on to manwomanoftheyear.org is the website and put in the zip code and you can find the chapter.
And if you can get there, folks, or you can donate, and it comes out of nowhere. My friend was looking forward to a wonderful holiday weekend at the age of 47. That was 18 now, I guess, months ago, and he is gone. Ronnie Ram story, since this is a Man of the Year event as well. I used to be involved with the chamber, local chamber of commerce in one of the cities here. And my locale, my municipality, well, it's arguable as to whether they did it deliberately, but through their actions, they canceled a contract that my chamber had with Ron and his company to do board advertising, that Ron could have come to me, could have come to my chamber and demanded 90 days of revenue. Now, because, and I tell this story all the time, had driven up from New Rochelle, and I told him I saw this problem coming, but I never dreamt that it would be terminated. And it was a third-party deal. I won't get into the details. I never dreamt that what would happen would happen. I always told him, I'll give you 90 days notice as per the contract. Well, these particular bus shelters were bulldozed in the middle of the night without telling me, so I couldn't inform them. And you know what? Ronnie Ram knew the predicament my chamber was in, he and his partner. He knew in his business dealings, he knew that I had no resources to deal with this, and he let it go.
Ronnie is a fabulous person. I'm so proud to be working with him on this campaign. I've known Ronnie for about 5 years now, work because he's helped us as well with outdoor advertising for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and I'm so proud to be on his team.
Now, aren't you proud of a story like that? Now, he could have just sat there and said, a deal's a deal. I know it wasn't your fault. Pay me. And I have never forgotten that, and I will do anything he ever asked me to help him out. And that's why if he wants me to MC that thing pro bono, I'll be there pro bono. I'll do anything he asked me to do.
He's a wonderful person and of such high character, so I'm not surprised that he did that for you.
Well, let me ask you this. Before you go, I'm always interested about people who are in your line of work. Have you been personally touched by this illness, or is it just something that, I mean, we all need jobs, but I've worked with you before. You have a level of commitment to this that's uncommon.
Yes and no. I have other family members who've gone through cancer in general. I do have a niece, actually she's in Germany, who has gone through leukemia and is doing very well right now. But it is just such a wonderful cause, and I truly believe that blood cancers is the way to find discoveries for all other cancers as well. So to me, it just opens the doors to cancer cures in general.
That makes a lot of sense because of the genetic component, and again, I think, as you said, tailored, customized, individually created treatments. It looks like that's the way to go. Well, Barbara Cyril, I want to thank you for coming tonight and supporting Ronnie Ram, and I'm glad you didn't notice I'm not climbing.
I'm not either. I've got my heels on here. So.
Now, they took a wonderful picture before of all these people down here. They're not going to look the same when they come back.
Some of them, I think, are coming back right now. They don't.
Those sweaty people over there, 477 steps.
That's a lot of steps, but they look like they're in pretty good shape.
All right, well, thank you, and my best to you and to the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society, and we will see you in a few weeks.
Sounds great. Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much. I'm Bob Marone here with Matt Cahan. We are here for, it's a Man of the Year event, but most importantly, it is a Stairway Climb. I need to tell you who's producing us this evening. We're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester's County of Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Northeast Environmental, where...
It's worth the earth, Bob.
Thank you very much. That was my sidekick pal, engineer. He's the man of the moment, Matt Cahan. Jim Cleefield, also known as Jeff around these radio parts, is also here. I'm Bob Marone. We'll be back after these words.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good afternoon. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the heart of White Plains. We're at a building in White Plains called 360 Hamilton Avenue. It is the home of SL Green Realty Corp. They're one of the sponsors of the event that we're here tonight to cover. It is a Man of the Year event for someone we all know and love, Ronnie Ram, but also his fundraiser tonight, a stairway climb for Lymphoma and Leukemia Society. The other sponsor tonight is Heineken USA, another Lemurno construction and design, and of course we at Westchester Talk Radio have also elected to sponsor this event, and we are of course produced by Shaw Creative. We'll cover some of the sponsors of Shaw Creative a little later in this broadcast. I'm Bob Marone here with Matt Cahan and Jim Cleefield, also known as Jeff to those who love him. And we have someone we're talking with who is a part of this event tonight. And we've been kidding her for 10 minutes sitting here because she's one of the nicest people you will ever meet. We met a couple of years ago on a broadcast when she was one of the Dancing with the Rising Stars. She's involved in many different things. She is an executive with the Bank of America. And she's in, get this oxymoron, the wealth lending officer, like the wealthy need it. But she's actually very good. And please welcome to these microphones Marie Herrero. And I mean that. You're really one of the nicest people I've ever met. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Now, you just climbed these stairs.
Yep, 255 steps.
How come you're not winded?
I don't know. Good shape, I guess.
Well, yes, I should think so. Now, did you have to come down? Did you powder yourself up? Did you spray yourself with anything?
No. I ran up. We walked up and then climbed back down. So.
Now, we left any stragglers up there? Did we count numbers? Did we make sure everybody came back?
No, because Heineken was so kind to give us donate beer, so everybody came back down to have their beer.
So that was it. Well, there were some good cookies. There were some chuckles, fruit. The only one, there were sandwiches for midgets?
Yes, and sandwiches.
No, I know, the little green, and what's with the green bread?
Spinach wraps, that's healthy.
A spinach wrap? Do I look like the type that eats spinach wrap? It's like I went into a restaurant, I think it was a TGIF's, and they had this special for a while where they came up to a guy like me, and they said, would you like some fondue? And I said, do I look like someone who wants to order fondue? I just walked in a bar and grill to watch a hockey game, and you're asking me if I want fondue.
It's because they thought you're so well-rounded that that was a good thing.
Yes, they did. Or they thought I was square. I don't know. No, anyway. So, yes, it's a wonderful event. Now, tell us why you climbed the stairs. For what reason?
I climbed the stairs for leukemia lymphoma. I've known Ronnie for a long time, and when I knew that he was running for Man of the Year, I offered to be one of the legs on his team.
One of the legs?
Yeah.
We can go so many places with that, but we won't. One of the legs. I was going to be a body part for his campaign myself. Anyway, go ahead.
So I have been personally involved with leukemia lymphoma with team and training and run marathons and halves for them and fundraise for you.
Whoa, stop. You run marathons as well?
Yeah.
You climb stairs, you run marathons. What other physical feats can you...
Dance?
Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute. I know you dance. So you exercise a lot.
Yes. So I... You know, one day we were actually having a fire drill in the building and walked down the stairs, and I thought, this would be a great building for a climb for a cure. And I proposed to Ronnie the idea, proposed it to the building. Everyone was on board, and we had a wonderful night raising funds.
You came up with this idea. You couldn't think of anything better on this particular day. Oh, let's climb up 255 stairs. It's a wonderful thing.
But everybody wants to climb to Heineken, so it was a wonderful, you know, stop for us. And they were so generous with their donation. It was a perfect, perfect match.
Actually, that was good. And that's what I wanted to delve into a little bit more about you. When I met you, you were dancing with the Rising Stars. You have been involved. I met you at other fundraisers. What makes you tick? Why do you get involved with these kinds of things?
So I was born and raised in White Plains, raised two children in the community, have family in the community, and we were raised with a Cuban background and a family that says, when you're here, you give back to everybody and you help. And we're just really involved in our community. We love, live, lend, do everything in our community.
So your whole family's like this, then. I don't mean that even in a slightly jest. So that's a culture you have.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how my mother raised us, only myself and my brother, Peter Herrero. He owns Sam's, and he is...
Sam's what?
Of Gedney Way.
Oh, my. Okay.
And that's just what we do. We give back in the community. We've taught our kids to do the same, and it's so rewarding.
You raised two children? How old are they, if you don't mind my asking?
I don't. 19 and 14.
You had them young.
Mm.
Yes, well, I'm gonna go with that. Well, you look like you had them young. Nuts. You know what that is? That's from climbing stairs, running around like a hamster on crack to these different events. I did another marathon. I'm fine. There's this quality you have about you. Where does that come from? What do you do now? We know you work for Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. We're related in that way. I worked there many years. How long have you been there?
I have... 9 months, I made the transition over to Bank of America in the lending department.
Okay, where were you before that?
Mortgage Master.
Mortgage Master.
Yeah, I've always been lending.
You've always been lending?
18 years.
You got 10 bucks?
Mm-hmm.
I could well, man.
Do you have any samples?
No, I don't think she has. Okay, so good for you. So you've been in finance then from pretty much your career.
Yeah.
Now, tell me some of the other nonprofit things that you do, and then I want you to tell me a little bit about Ronnie.
Okay, so I've worked with Latino U, the College Access, for many years. My children and I bake 100 cakes for the homeless and deliver them every Thanksgiving.
Let's go back. You bake 100 cakes? What do you do it at home, or do you go find a bakery?
No, we do it at home. We just do.
How long does that take?
All day. It doesn't matter. We just do.
100 cakes. What kind of cakes do you make?
Banana and pumpkin.
What if I was allergic to banana? I don't like pumpkin. Can you make me something else for Thanksgiving?
How about cinnamon?
Like cinnamon.
Okay, good. Cinnamon pecan. That's for you.
That does. So you literally make 100. Who counts them?
The kids do.
You delegate. Now, are you up all night doing this?
No, during the day. That's part of the day. Our tradition, the day before Thanksgiving.
Do you have a giant oven?
No.
No, just use a regular old stove.
Just a regular old stove.
How much supplies do you have to buy? Cake, batter, sugar?
I don't know. It's just something we've been doing. We just do it every year, and we bake cookies at Christmas time for the homeless. It's just, that's...
How do you get them to the homeless?
We drive them there on Thanksgiving morning, and they wait for us every year.
Where should I go? Where should I show up?
You know, it really, in this society and everything that we're going through, it is just about, if you want to do things with your children to see them... I was raised in a home that says, not just do as I say, but do as I do. And that's the best gift we can give each other, is learn by example.
You are a remarkable woman. I said that before you sat down, and my admiration for you grows. Again, her name is Maria Herrero from the Bank of America, but she's here tonight to help out Ronnie Ram. Tell me what your relationship is with Ron, and I know you've done some work with him as well in the community, but how do you know him?
So Ronnie and I are both Rising Stars. We're both very active in the Business Council. And we both belong to an executive group that meets.
Muckety Muck group.
A wonderful group that meets once a month. And we were just really very supportive of one another. And, you know, it was important. He needs a lot of help. 10 weeks to take.
Oh, he needs a lot of help, all right.
But it's a big mission, a man of the year or a woman of the year, to raise the kind of money that they need to in this 10-week span.
Well, I'm sure he's going to be successful. I told the story, and I can't tell it every time I do an interview, but I was involved in a business venture with the Chamber of Commerce where Ron, through his company, did a wonderful favor to bail us out of a problem. And he didn't have to. He did it because he knew we needed it, and he could have made a few extra bucks, and he chose to do, and I wouldn't call it the right thing, because it would have been the right thing if he decided to just claim, that's my money. But he said, no, you guys don't worry about it, because he knew it would put us in a bad way. And I'll say that much about him. So I can see why you would do this for him. And just in general, has he done other things like that?
Yeah, he's like that all the time. And so is Andrew Castellano, where the three of us are always just helping one another.
Oh, you know Andrew, too? That's how I met you, which leads us to your dancing career. I met you when you were Dancing with the Stars, and you were very good. Did you enjoy, that's another thing, running around, hopping around like a jumping bean, Cuban jumping bean in this case. That looked intense.
That was a little bit more than I bargained for when I signed up for it, because it's really, if you're in the business community and you hold yourself to a certain place, well, that night you were actually, you know, putting out a different side of you for everyone. And we practiced a lot, we raised a lot of money, it was a lot of fun, but wow, out of my comfort zone.
Well, you know what? It was very courageous for anyone to get up in front of people. And that's a huge venue. 1,000 people sitting there watching you hop around. Wow. What else do you do? What do you do in terms of extracurricular? What other organizations are you a part of?
Well, I'm busy raising two
teenagers. God help you.
Yeah, two dynamic young adults that are fabulous. And
boys, girls, Caitlin's what?
Two girls, Bella and Victoria.
Wonderful.
And I'm an avid reader.
What do you read? I bet you I have more books than you do.
I just read Hillbilly Elegy. Did you read that?
No, I didn't read that. I read novels as well, but because of what I do for a living, I obviously read a lot of nonfiction. But I have 3,000 books in my library.
That's pretty impressive. I love books.
Oh, that's it. So are you one of those people like I am, when you go to Barnes & Noble, you're a danger to yourself?
Oh, my gosh, it's the happiest place. The smell of paper and books. And oh, my gosh.
You know, I actually had to get rid of my discount card because it was like an enabler. It was like crack. And then I discovered something. I don't know if you know about this. If you join the Westchester Library, I'm lying in bed one night, and I remembered this. I wanted a book, and I wanted it badly. It was Hitler's Ascent. I'm a big World War II, not among many other things. How could I do it? How could I do it? How could I do it? And then I remembered. I can download that electronic book at the library while I'm in bed and start reading it now, and I did.
I know. We are so lucky with the library system that we have. We can audio books. We can lay in bed and read them. It's just fabulous. Not to read is a sin. And I think the last time I was on the show, and they said, well, what do you do? Because I'm always doing client appreciation and little gifts. I send books all the time because I think that's such a way to connect.
Oh, it is. You could send me. So what's your next book that you're going to send around so I can get on that list?
Well, you have to tell me a little bit more about you, and I'll pick a book that's appropriate for you.
Well, I'm a bit of a dweeb when it comes to books. I like books. I like science, politics, some poetry. I like a lot of the classics, classic novels. I get to read a lot of David Baldacci's books. He's on my show all the time, and I get them free, though. So, very eclectic. You would say eclectic. And now, please don't laugh at me, because a lot of people do. I like books on theoretical physics.
Really? That's very interesting. How about next book, you read The Double Life of Fidel Castro?
I would love that. I have many books about Cuba. I'm one of the few people on radio who is happy with the reopening of Cuba. And a lot of people don't understand those. At least, I don't know if you are or not. You certainly have more skin in the game than I would have. But I've always felt that Cuba will get more healthy by the more open we keep it. When I say healthy, I mean in terms of its economy and things like that. But I have great interest in that country. Funny you bring that up. I would love to read it.
Wonderful. Well, I will send you that book.
See, I'm going to get a free book. See that, Matt? I'm getting a book.
That's so nice, Bob.
Now, and you know what? Since you work for the lymphoma and helping raise money for lymphoma and leukemia, I have to at least lend you one of the best science books I've ever read. And they did a special on Channel 13 called The Emperor of All Maladies. And it is about the evolution of cancer and its treatment. over the millennia, right up to the present.
I would definitely love to read it.
Wonderful book. See, this is my inner dweeb now. I've really revealed myself. Yes, Matt.
The moment has passed.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Wake me up tomorrow night. I'll see if I feel differently. What can I tell you? Look, obviously, you're a very special woman. We love you here at Westchester Talk Radio, and we like that you're helping Ronnie. But, maybe one of these days you'll run for Woman of the Year. And when you do, you'll find help from us and me personally. Very special.
Oh, thank you. I might take you up on that.
You should.
Thank you.
Thank you. Marie Herrero, everyone. Oh, yes, go ahead.
Let's just tell everybody that climbforcures.org that website is going to remain open until...
Which one? This is for Ronnie.
Yes, and this is for Ronnie.
It's Climb for Cures.
Climb for Cures, and that website will remain open until June 17th when the Man of the Year night ends. So please, if anybody is listening or wants to get involved, let us know.
Well, thank you. That's the pitch. And folks, what I was thinking about doing to raise extra money from Ronnie's event is opening up a kissing booth. But I'll really do it so we can get a tax loss for the event.
But, Bob, I'm not kissing you.
That wasn't what the plan was. Again, Maria Herrero, as you said when you came here, you never know in which direction it's going to go. But with you, it's always a pleasant place. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
What a pleasure. Well, Matt, what can I say? The woman's special. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We have been powered this segment by Shaw Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Face Lives Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County's Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Bob.
Where it's definitely worth the earth. That is, of course, my partner in crime, Matt Kahan. Jeff Cleefield, we have a Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club band with us. I'm Bob Marone. Thank you for listening.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening, and we have returned. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live from the heart of Westchester, White Plains, to be precise. We are at 360 Hamilton Avenue in White Plains at the offices of SL Green Realty, one of the sponsors of this very special event. We'll tell you about it in a moment. We are sponsored this evening as well by Heineken USA, Lamerno Construction and Design, and we at Westchester Talk Radio have sponsored this event ourselves. And this event, well, the Climb for a Cure for leukemia and lymphoma, and it's also part of an event where Ronnie Ram is running here in Westchester County for Man of the Year. He's got like 10 days to raise money. He's one of seven candidates. We'll talk about that in a little bit first. We are also powered this evening by Shaw Creative. I'm Bob Marone, along with Matt Kahan, and Jim Cleefield is recording the visuals. And I'm here with two young women, and I say young women, but they work like they've been at this for 1,000 years. I've met one of them before, and she is, of course, Tanya Papalizio, and she is the senior campaign manager, at least one of them, I suspect, for the LLS. And she's with a woman whose name reminds me of a movie star, Ellen O'Connor, and she is a campaign specialist. Both of you, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Now, I was talking to one of the people from corporate before, so I won't belabor the whole story, but just last July, not quite a year ago, I lost one of my best friends to acute leukemia, and it's the one where it comes on you all of a sudden, and he went for the classic marrow test, and they had a match, and it was 99%, but it didn't. It took for a while, but then he developed, I guess, Epstein-Barr and the secondary things, and we lost him within 15 months, from 47 and healthy to gone in 15 months. So I care a lot about it, obviously. That's the personal part of it. But from a broader view, your organization, in his specific case, and in other cases I've since learned, they rallied around him the way parents rally around a child. We had one of those events where we all went for blood tests, and I ate all the donuts, but where you all go for a blood test and see if you have a match. And they were just terrific to his family and all of those, his closer friends. So I love the work that you do, and I'd like to tell us about the kinds of fundraising that you do and what kinds of treatments and things that you're working on. And I guess we'll start with the boss, since you're the senior campaign manager, Tanya. What do you do as a senior campaign manager? What are you working on?
Yeah, so I've been working for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for about 2.5 years now. I specifically oversee our special events team. So what that consists of, we do all of the fundraising that helps the patients and the families and the money that goes back to their research. You know, specifically, as we had mentioned, and why we're here at 360 Hamilton is we have a Man of the Year candidate, Ronnie Ram, which is called our Man and Woman of the Year campaign. And it's a 10-week fundraising competition where these men and women compete. Essentially, every dollar that they're raising counts as a vote, and it culminates at a gala event that we're going to be holding June 17th.
I was the MC last year, so.
Yeah, you were, and it was amazing. Everybody raved about you.
Oh, well, that's nice. It's nice to hear. I don't get many raves. now, Ronnie's a very special guy. I know that because of some business dealings I've had with him, and then through the connection of Westchester Talk Radio, he's been a friend of the station. But one of the things I understand, and I guess I'll ask your deputy, Ellen, this. Ellen, no one knows how much the other guy or gal is raising, so they're flying in the blind, yes?
Yeah, so our campaign runs for 10 weeks, and this year we have 9 local candidates who are running for the titles of Man and Woman of the Year, and the amounts that they're raising is a secret to...
But can't somebody be embarrassed? Like, with my luck, I'd raise $37, and someone else has raised $57,000. I mean, I want to know. If I have to go out and rob a bank, I don't want to be embarrassed. So do they ever call and try and sneak and find out? Come on. Oh, I see that look at last. You have the right to remain silent. We'll provide attorney...
Exactly. So, you know, it's really about the team impact and the amount that they're able to raise as a class of candidates. You know, sometimes they get a little bit competitive, but that helps, you know, drive their efforts towards our big goal this year. Our goal for the class of 2017 is $1 million.
$1 million. So there's 10 men and 10 women. And, of course, none of them have egos. They'd never be competitive, would they? Let me go back to you, Tanya. You've obviously run these things before. How competitive do they get, and generally, do you reach the targets you intend to reach?
Yeah, so we do usually hit the targets. You know, I think it varies, kind of what Ellen mentioned. You know, some people are really, really competitive, but at the end of the day, these 9 individuals that are competing are really doing it because of the mission more than anything. Essentially to raise the most amount of money that their team and the class of candidates possibly can raise. The class this year, their goal is $1 million. And they're working really, really hard together. Again, they don't know their totals, but...
Now, nobody's listening. So you can tell us how much money has been raised so far by the different candidates.
I wish I could.
But do you know?
We have a good sense.
Get out the waterboard, fellas. Get the water. Get it out. Now, just lay back. Be kind. This is just a little splash of water. Now, maybe I can get to the... Well, you're not a rookie, Ellen. How long are you doing this?
I've been with the organization about 2.5 years.
Oh, you're 2.5 years, so I can't make you like the weak one and maybe rat her out, and, you know, I can put you against each other. We give you a nice job in radio if you tell us.
No, I mean, we're a team, and we're working together to raise as much money as possible, and I can't tell you where we're at now, but you can...
But when people ask you, you looked away. If you were a lie detector test, fail, bzz, bzz, buzzers would be going off.
I can't tell you. My lips are sealed.
Speak!
No. but what's exciting is we announce our big total at our grand finale gala, which is on June 17th.
So. Are you going to have the auctioneer again? Or I heard you're going to have the auctions again, but maybe a little different than last year.
So we are going to have an auctioneer. We do silent, we do a live auction, and then we do an appeal. And there's that last chance that anybody in that room can make a final donation. It could be in honor of the Boy and Girl of the Year, which we, you know, met Juliana tonight, or it can go to a candidate or just general leukemia.
I'll bring the water board. Maybe we can help you raise some money. You know, I do things too, as we all do, pro bono. And last year I was involved in the American Cancer Society. Does that Real Men Wear Pink? Boy, was that tough. And on the first day of the event, I fell down the stairs at home, broke my ribs, lacerated my spleen. So I had to get a pink surgical cap to keep the damn thing consistent. Then I came out and limping around in the hospital with wearing pink. But you know what the hardest was? Now, you have two women here. Now, your nails are very beautiful. So are yours.
Thank you.
Now, and as a guy, I love that on a woman. It's not sexist. It's just how life is. I have never in my life worn nail polish. And I told my morning audience that if you send me $100, I'll do anything that you ask me to do, so long as I don't have to run around naked and scare people. So this one guy sends $100. He says, I want you to wear pink fingernails for 2 days. Do you know how tough that was for a guy?
I can only imagine.
If you go on bobmorrow.com, and you know what the worst part was? I did it, and I would walk around my arms under my hands under my armpits in
what
a store.
Color was it? Dark
pink?
No,
they were bright pink. Oh, no, they were as pink as I was a walking advertisement for Valentine's Day. But the worst part was, finally, it came up to 5 o'clock on the second day. And I run to the drugstore, and I was so, now, I've never bought nail polish remover.
Never, yep.
So I don't know what they look like. So I'm running around, and I'm forgetting that my hands are out. I need the bottle. I know they look like this, and I'm holding my hands up about 2 inches apart, and people are laughing at me. I couldn't, and you know what they did? They did a rotten thing. I understand they're like $1.50 or something. How much? Nail polish.
Yeah, $2.
They sold me something for like Supreme nail polish remover, $7. No, I would have paid $60. And you know what the worst part was? I didn't know even where in the store to look for it.
How fast did you get that nail polish off?
I couldn't wait to get back to I have to tell you. But I know what they do, I know what you do, and I'm glad we got to you last tonight because you, for lack of a better way to put it, you do God's work. Now, what I'd like you to do before you go is tell us about that event coming up, if we can get more people to go to that and more people to donate. And again, if you want to write out the amount, you can write it on paper here and I won't reveal it. O'Connor, you look like you were ready to break.
No, people have to find out at our event.
So I'm glad that Ronnie's in first place. I'm glad you have...
Just telling everybody in Westchester.
Actually, he's not. You got to give. Okay, how can people help out for this event coming up and get a ticket?
So there's multiple ways. What we were talking about, you can purchase tickets, tables, come to our gala event, which is June 17th, and it's taking place at the Hilton in Stamford, Connecticut. And, you know, if you're not able to come, you can check out our website, and it's www.mwoy.org/CTWHV.
Could you do that again? If people, I could see them now. They ran, they got their pen, and they gave up, and they just flipped it in the air like that. Do it again.
All right. So to make a donation, to buy tickets, a table, to also do a program book ad, you can go to www.mwoy.org/CTWHV.
Went through the whole alphabet. Well, no, before you go, Ellen, now I don't know if you know in spying and in other things like this, or let's say what prosecutors do to create leverage. And it goes something like this. Now, you work for Tanya, right? Do you?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to be sure that I got it right. Are you the same Ellen she was talking about when she came in here tonight?
Which person?
She was talking about someone, Ellen O'Bonner. Oh, is that you, Ellen? Is that you?
Yes.
I thought so. Are you really that bad at your job? Are you really that miserable at your job? Is it true what you've done? Is it true that you've embarrassed this organization?
I hope not.
Oh, she said such terrible things. Now, I can probably get her fired if you'll just give her the amounts, right? And that's what prosecutors do. She said the worst things about you. She said something about you have a miserable itch.
Oh, my
But I didn't know what she meant. I couldn't hear the last word clearly. Anyway, that's rotten, isn't it?
That's rotten.
Well, that's because you're both so special. Really, thank you very much. And again, you're doing God's work. Thank you for being on Westchester Talk Radio.
No, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. And Ellen, that's a great name. You should become a Helen O'Connor in this next movie.
Well, thanks for everyone for listening tonight. And we hope to see you on June 17th.
Get their butts out there. And you should go, folks. They really do do God's work. I think that wraps everything up tonight. We have an interesting group. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club is here. Jim Cleefield, we call him Jeff because I can't remember anything. Mac Hayen, our producer and engineer. And we've been produced this evening by Shaw Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, the Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, they also take care of engineers, and Northeast Environmental, where...
It's worth the earth, Bob.
And that was Matt Kay, and I'm Bob Marone for all of us here at 360 Hamilton Avenue. Thank you very much for listening. Great job done by all, and a special shout-out to Ronnie Ram. He really, if you knew him, he really is a man of the year. Well, he's a man for more than that, but thank you all very much, and we'll see you next time.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, Strauss Paper Company, Trump National Golf Club, Bruni and Campisi, Toll Brothers, Northeast Environmental, or you can go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.